This is program number LW2535. I've got to tell you about Joe. You see, Joe had a problem. He had a tendency to forget things, important things. Hi, this is Larry West. Joe was walking down the street one day, passing lots of people. Where he was going doesn't matter. It's what happened along the way that I want to tell you about. You see, in the crowd coming toward him, walking down the street, was a friend of his. As they neared each other, this friend began to smile, and he readied himself to reach out and shake Joe's hand. Well, as Joe was just about to pass him, he acted as though he didn't even see him. Well, this fellow reached and grabbed Joe's arm, and he said to him, "Hey, Joe, don't tell me you were going to pass by without even saying hello." Then he paused. No reaction. Then he said, "Don't you know who I am?" "Oh, yes," said Joe. I recognized you. But there wasn't any reason for me to stop and talk. He said, "After all, we don't have very much in common anymore." Then Joe said, "Why don't you just keep going your way and I'll go mine?" A real friendly fellow, you can see that. "But Joe," he said, "I don't understand. I don't know what's brought this on." He said, "Why should you feel this way? Why, now that you've brought it up, wasn't I the one who helped you get the job you've got? I even co-signed with you so that you could get that loan for your child's operation." He said, "In fact, don't you remember the time that I spent talking to your wife when she was about to sue you for a divorce? Why, Joe, it was just last month, and you know about this, that I talked to the fellow that's over you down at the plant, recommending you for a promotion. And you tell me to just keep going my way and you'll go yours because we don't have that much to talk about anymore? What's the matter with you, Joe?" Well, Joe fidgeted a little. He leaned on one foot and then the other, and then he said, "Yeah, everything you said is true, but," he said, "what have you done for me lately?" It just sort of leaves a fellow speechless, you know, what have you done for me lately? I just can't believe it. You know, we people are amazing. There are lots of us who go through life believing the world owes us everything. We, in at least this country of ours, expect to eat, don't we? Oh, 2 or 3 times a day. Not to mention the in-between meal snacks. We expect to be able to take baths, to be able to go to the theater, to be able to buy new clothes at least once in a while, to be able to have it our way. Those are the things we've come to expect. And every once in a while, someone comes along and says how thankful we ought to be, and our response, "Oh yeah, I'm thankful." I'm convinced, though, that it's just like what a wise man said some time ago. He said, "How happy a person is depends upon the depth of his gratitude." Beautiful. I meet a lot of people as I travel across the country, and I've noticed that there are a lot of teenagers, a lot of young, a lot of older adults who are just flat unhappy. But you know, I've seen a parallel. Those are the ones who are also ungrateful. The attitude of gratitude. It's an attitude, and that's what we need. It seems we seldom get it until our abundance is taken away from us. Did you know that last year, 30 million children under 5 years of age starved to death? Now, you give one of those kids a Twinkie, and you'll see gratitude you never thought possible. You give one of the many refugee fathers that come to our country, it seems, yearly, just a 2-room shack, one that even leaks, a big enough place to make himself a garden and some assurance that he won't be bothered again. I mean that he'll just be, you know, flat left alone. And you'll see gratitude in its rarest form. You know, there are lots of people, even in amidst their wealth, who look up to God and in essence ask him, "What have you done for me lately?" When all we have to do, in this country at least, is just look around. What have you done for me lately? Incredible. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I like what the Bible says. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Hey, today, decide you're going to be grateful. It'll make you a happier person. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.